Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hooray! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. We're watching the Super Regional right now for the College World Series for the guys, and Kumar Rocker, who's going to be a top pick in the amateur draft, pitcher for Vanderbilt.
He's throwing a heat.
They're winning 1-0 right now against East Carolina. East Carolina, a 13 seed. Vanderbilt, a 4 seed. This kid, Gavin Williams.
You just jinxed him.
For East Carolina, probably. For East Carolina, he's given up one run. He's got 13 strikeouts. The last pitch was 102 miles an hour.
That's like your fantasy team.
And he's losing 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh right now. The game's on ESPN2 if you want to watch it. We've had it on here for, I don't know, since like the fourth inning. Man, Kumar Rocker, though, is good. So is this Williams kid, too.
How's your fantasy team doing, Steve? Let's do an update.
Not so great. not so great.
Gary's probably somewhere laughing.
I think we'll win this week.
Okay.
We're in pretty good position,
okay.
I think, to win this week. Got 3 days left. But
who are you playing against? Anybody interesting?
No. Oh. You mean players-wise? Like, who's the players on
his
team?
You're not playing against Block.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Not playing against Jake. No.
So, fantasy baseball, do you play, fantasy football, you play a particular guy that's in your league?
Correct, yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you go against each other, and then you have so many starting pitchers and so many relief pitchers that go each day. And then you have catcher first, second, short, third.
Yeah.
And then you have so many outfielders and then a DH, which can be anybody.
Yeah.
And that's your starting lineup each day. And then you can move guys in and out of that lineup and in and out of your pitching rotation, your relief pitchers every day.
Okay.
Then you've got so many guys on the bench that you can use to shuttle. And then you've got an IL. So anybody that's on the injured list in Major League Baseball, if you have them, you can put them on your injured list and then add somebody else to your roster until he comes off the IL and so forth.
If you win that league, how much you win? Like $50?
I don't know. I have no idea.
How much it cost to sign up?
$10? $50.
Oh, it's called $50 sign up?
To get in, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not that. Well, it wasn't that much. I was in leagues in the past when I was younger. Where, you know, this league has no transaction money. So you don't pay for a free agent pickup. You don't pay to trade or anything.
Oh, okay, okay.
Back in the day, I was in a fantasy baseball league for several years where it was $5 a pickup, $5 a trade. I'd spend $300.
The whole season?
I'd spend $300 in transaction money each year in baseball. Just in fantasy baseball, just picking up and dropping and trading guys. And then the guys.
You grew up.
The guys.
You're a grown man, got bills. Now you guys.
No, that's right. The guys in the league, we would always meet at the same bar on Sunday night to watch Sunday night baseball.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Except then we'd all get to drinking and making dumb trades and so forth, especially.
Now, were you all single?
Made a lot
no
of
one
dumb
was married in
no,
that group.
No. Yeah. So, and so, the back in the day, that was always a lot of fun. Those days are long gone.
Yeah. That was pre-K.
That was pre-life, yes.
Pre-Jackson.
That was pre-working these crazy hours in radio and doing everything else. How much more confident are you in the Bucks after the Game 3 win last night over the Brooklyn Nets? You know what we haven't heard any really that much of today.
What's that?
We haven't really heard much of Chris Middleton bashing today.
Well, it's always like that when he has a good game. They only bring his name up when he plays. He's 6 for 23.
Yeah, really didn't hear a lot of Chris Middleton bashing so far. We haven't heard a lot.
Still got an hour.
I've pointed out Drew Holiday being a big time problem as far as offensively, not really doing what they're paying him to do, which is score the basketball. And you could say part of the reason is Giannis bringing up the basketball. You can say part of the reason is he's just not being aggressive enough offensively, and now he's all disjointed because of this whole Giannis bringing up the basketball thing. That's what they were alluding to on the ESPN broadcast last night, that this has kind of really screwed him up.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what it is. Don't know. But he's got to play better offensively. He just does. I mean, he really has not played well for three games. Middleton goes off last night and scores a lot of points, hits a couple clutch shots down the stretch as well, which it was nice. And again, Drew Holiday had that game-winning basket, obviously, at the end, too. We can't not talk about that. But to think that you're going to get 30-plus points out of Giannis and Middleton again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then hold the Nets to nothing as far as, you know, Kyrie shooting bad, Durant shooting bad, Joe Harris shooting bad. I mean, both teams overall shot bad. Both teams, I believe, were under 40% shooting.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a good shooting night either way. I just don't know, as a Bucks fan, how after last night you look yourself in the mirror and go, oh, yeah, Bucks will do it again. I don't.
They will.
I'm not there. I just think, you know, history says that Durant's gonna go off probably here, and more than likely Kyrie's gonna have himself a game. Joe Harris more than likely will find the net again, and then your guys are gonna have to find the net again, and that means Brent Forbes.
So why you can find history for them, but can't find no history for the Bucks?
The history of the Bucks says they lose in this round of the playoffs.
Oh, stop.
See last year, that's what the history
oh,
says.
Oh, stop!
What, you wanted to talk about history?
Oh, my God.
History of the Bucks says that Brent Forbes is a hot and cold shooter.
Yeah, hey, Brent Forbes 7 for 14.
Right, Brent Forbes was hot in the last round and has been stone cold in this round of the playoffs. So again, can that turn around? Absolutely, with that dude. That
okay,
dude,
now
like,
you're talking.
Like
it
you
happen.
Said,
yeah, it can happen.
He walked in the gym, hit seven. The next three games, not hit one.
That's
so
fine. Just play
you
one good one for me.
Yeah, he may give you his one good one coming up on Sunday afternoon.
Right.
At Fosser. It might happen. Pat Connaughton, non-factor in this series. The other thing I'm anxious to see. In a 2-1 series, is Budenholzer going to be willing to play Giannis and Middleton 40-plus minutes like he played in that game? Or did he view that game as a must-win? They go down 3-0. Nobody's ever come from 3-0 down. That was a must-win, had to have it. Now it's 2-1, and you're at home. So do you say, okay, I can't have them, even though there's 2 days off in between games, I can't have them play that many minutes again. So I'm going to have to, you know, pull their minutes back a little bit and hope the rest of my team can help, you know, shoulder the load a little bit on game four.
See, they obviously don't think like we think.
Thank God. Because if they did.
Yeah, because I think the assistant coaches, who I like their assistants.
Which one of the 30 do you like?
I know, right? Well, I like Vin Baker.
Yeah, we all like Vin Baker.
Ham.
Yeah.
Another two or three guys. They got a good system. So the coaches kind of help you put in, just like when he put in, how you say his name, Thanasis?
Yeah.
Just for a few seconds. Just go in
there. Made a play, went back to the bench.
And just, yeah, just it's a role-playing thing. So the guys are not on pitch counts. It's all based on, because I think Kevin Durant played 43 minutes. Like, Tucker's minutes is tied to Kevin Durant for the most part. If Durant goes out, you come out. Durant goes back in, you go back in, because we just got to stay frustrated with him. But I think overall, it's, you don't want to be like, some players will wave the coach off when he tells you to come out, no, I'm good. And the coach will be okay with it. Some coaches trying to do it, you know, where you're fresh throughout. But I think that's the reason why I like that they don't play the Sunday, to get these guys some rest, because they are playing a lot of minutes. But again, guys, they can repeat this. Keep Brooklyn under 100. Play good defense. They're going to make shots. Now, I don't know how, you know, if a guy is a streaky shooter like Harris is, he might go, you know, 2 for 10. I mean, it's just that I just don't know if he'll miss that many open. He was wide open and missed those. I don't know if he'll miss. Now, contested shots, that's different. But there was a couple of times Durant, he was 11 for 28, Steve. They were all over him, made it tough for him. And sometimes you got a free, no, easy bucket. But the hard buckets, they made it hard for Uncle Drew. Because Uncle Drew, Kyrie, by the way, but Uncle Drew, that's his nickname from the movie, when he penetrates, they're unstoppable. When he gets them down in the paint, I mean, he got one of the best fadeaways you ever see. He got the best handles. And he's just his court awareness. He's just the perfect point guard that you want on your team. To offset that, you got Kevin Durant moving around waiting to get a shot. And Kevin Durant can get his own shot. That's what Giannis is trying to do. And I know y'all so caught up on this, him bringing the ball up. Giannis is trying to create his own shot. So how do you do that? You give him the ball. Now, I did like the pick and roll with him and Chris Middleton. I like that. That was something new. I said, hey, okay. I told Roy. Roy Henry, my guy, Great Lakes Dragway. I said, this is new. And then, like you said, Steve, went away from it because Steve Nash, you can hear him, trap that. When they do it, trap that. So, in other words, get the ball out of Giannis' hands and Middleton's hand. Anybody else want it, God help you. Lopez, if you want to shoot a three, go ahead. Anybody else can shoot. Matter of fact, they was hoping Holiday shoot more. They just didn't want those two guys getting off, especially in that first quarter when they scored like 80% of the points in the first quarter. I mean, they were just came out ready to go. That's why I thought Middleton can be the aggressive guy. If he do this again on Sunday, come out, be aggressive, take those shots. They're going to give you the shots on the elbow around the paint. They're going to even give you a three. The problem is when you do pick and roll, they're going to trap it, get the ball out of your hands, and there it is, Forbes, you got to make that. Content, you know, I'm a big supporter of yours. Can't shoot an air ball when you're wide open. You got to make it. And we want them to make shots. I mean, things happen. But the free throws, you got to make the free throws. What was their percentage of free throws? Because I think, Steve, while you're looking that up, we have to admit that Middleton, three free throws down the stretch was clutch.
Oh, for sure. I don't worry about him at the line.
Yeah, I know. But he still got to make it because I think he missed one. And the crowd, if you went to the game – right now, you listen to the game. I mean, listen to us right now.
The Nets were 7 of 8 from the free throw line. They only attempted eight free throws.
Okay, good.
You have two Hall of Famers. You attempted 8 free throws.
That's key.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to hold, but it's true. And the Bucks attempted 19 free throws.
Right.
And hit 12 for 63%. The Nets were 7 of 8.
See, you got to be at 70%, 75% as a team.
Giannis was 4 of 9. Middleton was 8 of 9. Portis was 0 of 1. That's all.
Yeah. I think they'll play Portis more. I think he'll play more. He had a big rebound.
Should have played more in the last
game. In the paint, big rebound. So I think to
Marcus Johnson
guys,
said so before that game even started.
Yeah, he did.
He said, play Portis over Brooke Lopez. Enough.
He did say that. No. I'll see if I get that done in my meeting with Booten. I have a virtual meeting with him. I'll see if I – what else you want me to ask him?
Can I ask him if he's going to buy any Leap Vodka?
Yes, because he know. No, we'll give it to him for free. He's earned it.
No, he didn't get a bottle of Leap Vodka unless he got out of this room.
Listen, Steve, ever since he's been here, we've been
give him a game day broad or two if you want for free. You don't get Leap Vodka. You beat the Nets, you get some Leap Vodka. Otherwise, you get a couple game day broads.
There's an incentive.
You buy your own buns.
There's an incentive.
Yeah, you buy your own buns.
We'll be excited, though. I think, for the most part, when you're calling in, you're thinking about it this weekend, when you get to that game Sunday, it's going to be all the Bucks. Keep them under 100. And then make sure you celebrate with
Leap Vodka.
I think that's what we want to be, the tailgate of our choice. Matter of fact, my guy Dan Plucker is going to tell you about our ambassadors next. But for me, it's about a company in Wisconsin. We're doing a lot. We're giving a lot back to the community. We're going to be doing a lot of golf tournaments, things of that nature. We're going to be doing some bar hopping, over 100 bars. If you go to a bar this weekend, they don't have Leap Vodka, say, listen, how can you not have the guy vodka right here in Wisconsin? Okay, you can't get it in any other state, only in Wisconsin for now, and you're not serving it. If you're a restaurant and you want to serve it, reach out to us. We'll try to make sure we can make that happen. Matter of fact, if you're carrying my vodka, hey, you never know, I may pop up one day and thank you. I mean, I think that's what it's about, the people, right? So, Plucker, can you tell them about the ambassadors that we're looking for to hire?
Yeah, if you're looking for a job this summer, if you're just out of college or maybe you're still in school and just on your summer vacation, want to make some money, go to leapspirits.com. We're looking for brand ambassadors, people to go around to bars, spend their time in bars this summer. I mean, you can't get much better than that. Have to be 21 or older. We want you to basically go into bars, pitch Leap Vodka to the bars that don't hold us, and do some events, maybe some events with Leroy Butler himself. You get to work with the Packers Hall of Famer. How amazing would that be?
I like working
Go
with
Go to leafspirits.com for more information. We're looking to hire you.
Are you looking for guys and girls? Are you
of
looking
course,
for guys and guys?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So
yes,
both.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, both.
Yeah. Y'all really never specified you're looking for guys or girls or because most of the time you go into bars.
We just say people.
These bars, people. Normally it's always all girls. Normally there's never dudes with this. Normally it's always women.
How do you know that?
Because I've been in enough bars in my life to know how it works.
No, don't try to backtrack. Kay, he's been going into bars.
Oh, right. Yeah, not a chance.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. When the Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They won last night, which means you win today at Wendy's. Chocolate Frosty, vanilla Frosty. They don't do swirl Frosties. They should, though. Get either one of those Frosties. Now, that's the thing. If there was a chocolate Frosty, a vanilla Frosty, but then if they had a swirl Frosty option, which then would you pick? Which of those three flavors?
I'm a vanilla guy.
Still?
Yeah.
Even if it's swirl?
I'm a boring guy. I get vanilla. My kids get all the stuff all on theirs. But what made me do mixes, because my son likes chocolate.
Good.
So we split it up, you know, and mixed it with my finger, of course. And it was so good. It was so good. But I'm telling you, the happiest person in this state when the Bucks win is my father-in-law. I'm going to Wendy's. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you just love free stuff. He got that look on his face like, doesn't everybody? So, Bucks, my father really needs you to win on Sunday.
Okay, so the Bucks now going into this game, I think it's safe to say most are not confident going into any more confident than they were prior.
Why you say that?
Outside of Lori. Because we just took calls for like 4 hours.
Those calls are gone. We got new calls.
Yeah.
Go on the internet.
So this is the next thing I'm going to bring up to you. What needs to happen for the Bucks to win in game four? Because you nor I answered this in the last hour. We had a couple of callers that say that Durant and Kyrie don't play, then they can win.
There's some truth to that.
A lot of truth. your thoughts, Leroy. How do they win this next game?
I really think you got to have somebody on the bench score 14 points. There has to be Portis. There has to be Forbes or somebody. Because you got to get more scoring. Because I'm going to take it further, Steve. I'm going to give numbers for Holiday. He got to be 20 points, 7-7. If he does that, they're going to win. Because I can almost count on Middleton. They'd be anywhere around 18 points. I mean, does he have to score 35? No. But I really need him to be the best player. At some point, Middleton was the best player on the court for like a three-minute stretch. And then all of a sudden, you saw it going back and forth. So I would think one of my biggest things is the sixth and seventh guy on the bench has to be that guy. Because for some reason, if Giannis gets in foul trouble and he's not on the floor, if you can keep the scoring up, I think it really helps. It really does. And I think it's easier for the coaches, too, because the substitution pattern changes. So if somebody's got to be hot, just like the Miami series, we keep talking about the 4-7 for 14. It was just that one game that seemed to really give the Bucks the momentum. And they really rely upon it. Because, listen, I was with Antonio Freeman, one of my favorites, last night. And we always talk about if it wasn't for Desmond Howard, who was the Super Bowl MVP, by the way, if it wasn't for Ron Cox, Bruce Wilkerson, you know, these guys, there is no Super Bowl, which is the 25th anniversary, by the way, this year. There's no Super Bowl.
What are you guys doing?
We're planning a lot of things. Matter of fact, Lee Vaca is planning a watch party at Classic Lanes.
Which Super Bowl are we going to watch?
31, man. Oh. What are you talking about?
Just checking.
Plucker, call HR. What time they leave on Friday?
They don't come in anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do it virtually. I can file a complaint. But if it wasn't for the guys that people normally don't know, the household names, it's hard to win. I mean, it's not about, you know, Leroy Butler, Brett Favre, and Reggie White. You need guys to step up. And I bet you that's what the coaches are telling them. They scored like 7 points off the bench. And I think when they scored 9, I think Brooklyn scored maybe 7. So they're probably saying the same thing in Brooklyn, because I have a nephew living there. And he's just so upset that Harris was 1 for 11. And he's their sharpshooter.
I'm going to tell you what should happen.
Uh-oh.
This is what should happen.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This Plug. Is what should Record happen.
This. Here we go.
This is what should happen.
Steve is going out the building. This is Sparky.
Listen closely. Jrue Holiday needs to go into Budenholzer's office.
You want
to
hit your mic?
It's working. Dirty, but it's working. Listen, this is what should happen. He should go into Budenholzer's office, shut the door. Not from the whole team.
The door's always open.
I'm shutting it when I get in there, though.
Oh, boy.
Shut the door behind me. Coach, look, man, I don't know what's going on or why we're doing what we're doing necessarily. And we won last night, so obviously it's working somewhat. Yeah. But, man, I need to bring up the ball, man. I need to reinitiate this offense. I've been doing it all year since y'all got me.
He brought up the ball sometime.
Well, I understand. But I need to get myself back into a rhythm offensively. I just do. And that's the easiest way for me to get myself back into rhythm. Yeah. Furthermore, we need to start running some more pick and rolls, man. Well, it doesn't have to be Giannis and Middleton, but we have to run more pick and rolls than what we're running right now. We need better ball movement. Mm-hmm. We have to get back to how we were playing during the regular season. I understand this how y'all played last year. I watched it on TV. Mm-hmm. But I need to get back to playing the way we were playing coming into the playoffs. We haven't scored over 100 points in either of the last two games. We have to be able to score. Like, that has to be a thing at this point. Somebody, and if it's not him, then it's not going to be Giannis. So that's out.
Why not? But
because it's just
why
not.
Why we don't hold him to the same standard?
Because I don't think Giannis is going to go up to coach and go, Coach, I don't think I should be bringing up the ball anymore. I think Jrue should be bringing up the ball. I think I need to kind of play off the ball a little bit more. I don't think Giannis is going to do that. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think Giannis is going to go up to Coach Budenholzer and say, you know what? I don't want to take 8 3-pointers anymore in a game. If I'm wide open, I want to be able to do something. I don't want to take these main threes anymore. I mean, literally, the people at the arena were yelling no as he was firing up threes at one point.
They were groaning.
His own fans! Like...
But when
again,
he made that one, they cheered, so they're kind of hypocrites.
Right. I swear to God.
Cheering. That's the loudest I've ever heard in the arena.
He hit that one shot. I was like, oh, my God, that means he's going to take more. I mean, that's literally what I thought. When it went through, and then what I love is he lets the hand sit out there like he's Reggie Miller.
It's just a reaction. Well, let me ask you a question, because I know
you can let it hang as long as you want. I don't really care. When you can't shoot a three, you don't need to let anything hang. Shoot the three and get back, man. Right, Novak. Yeah, man. Shooter. Michael Redd, your guy.
Yeah, I love Michael Redd.
Steph Curry, cool.
I get it.
Giannis, come on. Just get back down court, man.
But let me ask you a question. If he has the ball, okay, now all you people that think like
– Where does he have the ball at?
Was on the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, say he has the ball. And Blake Griffin is all the way down in the paint. What do you want him to do, pass it?
Well, I'd like him to.
No, I'm saying he has the ball now. What do you want him
to
do?
He's on the elbow.
Yeah, he's on
There's
the elbow.
Nobody within 5 feet of him.
Yes. What do you want him to do, pass
Turn
it?
Turn around and shoot it.
Okay, so let's extend a little bit
We're
more.
We're talking 15 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn around and shoot it.
Okay.
Or take a couple steps and roll it in. However you want. I don't really care what you do.
Okay.
I got more. This is the other thing that irritates me. And I don't know if anybody's asked him or not. When Jason Kidd was here, and I know y'all don't like Kidd.
I know.
When Jason Kidd was here,
right?
He had a baby hook. He had a baby hook right in front of the rim. Give him a ball, he'd run, baby hook, 2-3 feet out, hit it consistently. Gone. Budenholzer came in, hadn't seen it since. You want to surprise some people? Go back and let Giannis use that little baby hook around the rim.
He can use whatever he wants.
There is nobody around the rim that's going to blop that baby hook for Brooklyn. There is nobody playing that's going
to
do that.
You need to tell Giannis
he can have
to do
that all
then.
Day.
He can put that in his arsenal.
But again, this goes back to how you want to attack this team.
Yeah.
In the first game, you killed him in the paint. In the second game, you said, I'll go back to doing what I did before.
Yeah.
No. Brook Lopez, can have his way with literally anybody that you put on him down
on
there.
The
he's going to go get him.
Just he blocked some good shots, too.
Let him go work. Let him go work. Take some pressure off of your guys that aren't shooting well to begin with. Mm-hmm. Let him take some pressure off. Yeah. Giannis can go down there and work. Let Jrue Holiday post up on Kyrie every time down the court. If Kyrie gets switched on Middleton, let Middleton go to work.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that drives me nuts. Instead of Middleton comes down, pounds the air out of the ball for 30 seconds, and then decides he wants to take a shot. I mean, that you just can't, you're not going to win that way.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So,
and again, okay, I sound like they lost now.
I know.
Sorry.
That's how Bucks fans are.
Sorry.
Y'all ain't used to success. I'm trying to help y'all. This
Thank
is therapy.
You.
So past the elbow, you gave me a good answer. Okay, now let's extend a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's come out. Say the 3-point line. He has the ball. He didn't bring it up, so get that out y'all
here. So Holiday passed him the ball.
He passed him the ball, but he's behind the 3-point line.
Right.
Blake Griffin is in the paint.
Right.
Now you're talking about 7 feet of air. What do you want him to do?
Drive and kick.
So you want
drive and kick. Drive and kick.
Now, if he drive and kick,
he could be a charge. Could be. Yep.
Okay.
Could be.
So
I don't care.
Now, I want people to answer these questions. What? Because I want you
but
to
again,
have a plan.
You're
going to
drive and kick, and you're going to get a charging foul called.
Possibly.
Fine. But make sure Blake Griffin knows you got a charging foul.
Which
like,
you make
like
sure.
Don't kind of touch him, and you get a fouling call. If you're going to run him over, run him over. Like, drop your shoulder and go through him.
So you want him to be dirty.
Fine. That's
what do you
fine.
Mean fine.
No, because Blake Griffin needs to feel Giannis a little bit. Giannis has been feeling Blake Griffin this entire damn series.
Giannis don't know nothing about no Blake Griffin. He don't even know who that is. He's
not
even
Giannis'
well class.
Aware. This has gone back to Detroit, these two having run-ins.
Yeah, he's not
Listen,
even Giannis' class.
I'm telling you right now, I'm
don't
serious.
Don't play down this level.
You need to let him feel you a little bit. Because he's been all up in your grill this whole series.
Oh, come on.
Pounding on Giannis. I'm serious.
Giannis has been scoring 30
every day. One foul of dropping your shoulder and running through him. Now, I'm not saying do what you did to Dunleavy and, you know, shoulder tackle him out of bounds on a three like he did in a Bulls playoff game when they're getting blown out by 50.
Yes.
I'm not saying that,
yes.
But I am saying you can go at him. Go. I don't care if you burn a foul doing that, especially if it's early.
Okay.
But set the tone.
Okay.
Don't deal. I mean.
So last question.
Same thing with Durant. I brought this up too the other day.
Okay.
Durant, first time he goes to the rim, take him down. Don't let him go up. Set the tone early that we're serious. We talk about this team. Yeah. Some guy called up earlier and said, Giannis is soft.
Yeah, he
and I
did
said,
say.
But they've been known to be a little finessey, right? A little finesse.
Oh, come on.
But you know what? You know what? I think the Nets are due.
I don't care about all that tough, soft stuff.
I think the Nets can be pushed around, and you can get in their brain a little bit, too.
Well,
I think that can be done, too. And Tucker's one guy that's trying.
He's
but there's nobody
Katie's
else
head.
Out there trying to do the same thing to their counterpart. Nobody's making life hard on Durant other than Tucker. That's it. If Tucker gets in foul trouble and goes out, who's doing what?
Durant don't
Bobby
really go
Portis
to the hole,
didn't play
though.
Enough in that game to do anything.
Yeah. He's a pull-up shooter. He's not really going to the hole.
They go to the rim, hit him. I'm serious. They
you
go
want
to,
him
rim,
to go back to the 80s.
Not like punch him, but make sure it's a hard foul if you're going to foul him. Yes.
Man, that may be a flagrant. The way
they were letting
stuff.
Him foul all last night. You said it yourself.
They did.
They let him
it's
play all
calls.
Night.
There's two calls I don't want.
But for the most part, they let him play.
So, in other words, the fans want Giannis, if it's a lot of daylight, don't shoot it. Only shoot it in the paint, and y'all will be fine.
Driving kick. Yes.
So, that's one. So, and don't have him bring up the ball.
Correct.
So if he does that,
we're on the same. When you have your little virtual meeting with Bud later,
yes,
take notes, write these down.
The point I'm proving: if they do all that, y'all still gonna find something to complain about.
Sure, we're fans,
right?
Duh.
So my thing is, I want you guys to say, "Oh yeah, at least they fixed that."
I would be happy
if they fixed that.
Listen,
that'd be good.
Two things:
just win the game.
If Jrue Holiday starts bringing up the ball, and we can stop this Giannis nonsense, that's one. In two, if he shoots three or less threes, I'd be happy with that. The rest, whatever. But those two things would make me happy. And then if the rest of it still happens, fine. Because if he doesn't have the ball necessarily, that means there should be more movement within the offense of Giannis going to a spot or coming off of a pick and roll, and it's not him dribbling it up and a pound, 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 pound. Three! Oh, my God. That. And the other thing that drives me nuts, which clearly does not drive Bud crazy, is, and it drives fans crazy too, Giannis running up early shot clock and jacking a three. Oh, my God. Why?
why y'all get so caught up in the one play though? Just it's okay. You can't agree with it, but it's
no,
okay.
The early three.
It's in the flow of the game.
I'm fine with early three if you're good at it. He's not good at it.
I understand, but in the NBA, if a guy gives you any daylight, you're supposed to shoot it. Otherwise, you got then maybe mm-hmm. you guys are correct. They'll replace the coach, which I don't agree with, and he'll put Giannis down in the paint, and he turns into Shaq.
Okay,
so stay down low. Don't even come out. Stay down low. Which
you do realize there are some players in this league that are not shooting that shot, no matter if they're that wide open or not.
I see guys passing it like Brown yesterday. He was no. Matter of fact, they had Lopez on him. Lopez was way underneath the basket.
Yep.
He was
on
the
bottom.
He was looking to pass it
yep.
to somebody.
Nobody was guarding him.
It's just like, well, shoot it.
Nope.
If you're wide open, you got to shoot it.
No.
Otherwise, don't even be up there.
No, you don't. Well, fine. Okay. I'm with
yeah,
you.
Don't even be
great.
Up there.
Great. Yes.
I mean, he shouldn't even be on the team.
Breakthrough.
Why you even give him a max deal if he can't shoot?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, why
okay.
even – why give Holiday a max
all
deal?
Right.
Why give,
Leroy's coming. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Talk it out.
It's lunacy
talk
the way
it
y'all
out.
Think.
Talk
just
it out.
Let him shoot, and we'll live with the results. He's your best player, two-time MVP.
Yep.
He's not going to shoot at 40% clip, but, hey, maybe he can make, you know, two or three of them.
Of how
you know?
Many?
But I just you just can't survive the threes and bad free throws. If he's shooting better at free throws and miss a few threes, I'm okay with that.
So it's reward policy, right? If you shoot your free throws yeah. good, Giannis, I'll let you shoot some threes. But if you can't shoot your free yeah. throws, then we're not shooting a bunch of threes.
You eat your vegetables?
Right.
You can stay out late.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Same
yeah.
thing. Treat him like a child. Fine.
Nope. We all need to be treated
got
like
no problem with that.
Kids at some
it's fine.
Point.
Travis, Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Leroy Butler and
hey,
Steve Sparky
Travis.
Pfeiffer.
What's up, fellas? Happy
What's up?
Friday to you, gentlemen.
Happy Friday.
Friday.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, Roy, man, I love you, and I love your optimism on Giannis. There's a reason he's wide open, man. He doesn't need somebody to defend him. You ever heard the term
self-check? Oh,
yep.
Self-check. Yeah, yeah. I've heard
and,
it.
And he doesn't need someone on him. I love Giannis. I love Booten. But someone needs to talk to Giannis and tell him. I mean, I don't know if you saw the last three-pointer on the replay that Giannis took. You could see the body language on P.J. Tucker under the rim just, like, lower his head like, God, man, why are you jacking these threes? I mean – if we want to have a chance to win this series,
mm-hmm.
we have to play our game. And Giannis shooting a three ball is not our game. And you say we want to turn him into Shaq? Bro, he shoots the ball like Shaq. Shaq couldn't shoot the ball. Giannis can't shoot the ball either. And I don't know if you heard on the – I don't know if y'all listened to the Bally's. Well, I know you didn't, Roy.
Yeah.
But whoever – what was it on, ESPN last
ESPN,
night?
ESPN, yeah.
Yeah, Steve
ESPN
was telling me.
And they asked him, have you ever called a 10-second violation on another player before? And this one other player that whoever they had on there that they said yes. And it was Shaquille O'Neal, because Shaquille O'Neal obviously was somebody who really struggled from the free throw line. But
yep.
Shaq understood his game early, and I really wish that Giannis would understand, bro, you are not Kevin Durant. Stop trying to be Kevin Durant. Be Giannis. You are a dominant force in the paint. I'm okay with him taking some of them short turnaround jumpers. He gets them to fall. And guess what? If you got those falling and you want to see if you can hit it from the three, okay. But to dribble it up the court like Sparky was saying, mm-hmm. with all this time on the shot clock left, man, and just jack up these threes, you brick. And then they go down and hit a three. That's a 6-point turnaround right there.
That's a great point.
Yep. And, Travis, I got to roll, man. Thanks for the call. Sorry to cut you off. Got to get
you
to a break.
Brother.
We're really late.
Travis calls.
For a quick timeout. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Van Horn Automotive Group wants to buy your car. Yeah, that's right. They want to buy your car. Even if you don't want to buy one from them, current market conditions have seen a slowdown in new vehicle production. This has increased the demand for used vehicles, which means your car has high value. Van Horn wants it. Skip the hassle of selling my owner. Enjoy the speed and convenience of selling to a dealership. Backed by guaranteed offer from KBB. Van Horn has certified Kelley Blue Book appraisers that will give you an offer up to $3,000 over KBB value. No obligation to buy or trade. In fact, no salespeople at all unless you want them. Just visit VanHornAuto.com and find the Sell My Car button, clearly labeled. Fill out some information about your vehicle and get a KBB instant cash offer in just 10 minutes. A Van Horn buyer will follow up with you virtually to dial in your offer and set an appointment. Vehicle value determined by mileage and condition. Appraisal value good for 7 days. Negative equity must be paid by you, the owner. Visit VanHornAuto.com and click the Sell My Car button. Van Horn Automotive Group. Family born and employee owned.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Sparky and Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson off. We've all been wrong by bad breakfast. That's why Wendy's is bringing you oven-cooked bacon and freshly cracked eggs. Breakfast sandwiches like the Breakfast Baconator. Even got tasty honey butter and fried chicken on the honey butter chicken biscuit. Get a better breakfast today only at participating Wendy's. Let's go to Vincent on the northwest side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Vincent?
Good afternoon, Leroy and Sparky.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, Leroy, but I totally agree with Sparky. I don't know what the point was that the Bucks went out and traded for Drew Holiday if they're not going to let him do his job.
Yep.
The fact is, he's a true point guard. He's supposed to be the leader on the floor. He directs the floor, and that's what he needs to be doing. And I don't know what Coach Bud is doing out there. You know, it just allows Giannis to continuously bring this ball up. Drew is kind of floating around. Then he gives him the ball. And by that time, you're down to about 5 or 6 seconds left. It doesn't make any sense. And if they play like they played last night, 9 times out of 10, they're going to lose. The fact is there was no passing the ball out there. The fact is there was no continuity. It was just, let me go up to court and shoot. That doesn't make any sense for this particular team. And when is technical? When is he going to stand up for this team? The fact is that his team is getting brutalized out there, and he stands there, looks like, well, you know, it's another day.
So you want him to get a technical?
I want him to stand up for this team.
Yeah.
Why does it always have to be the player out on the floor to try to get angry, to get out there and try to get this team energized? And when Bud's standing over there watching his team getting hacked and pushed around,
yep.
and I'm talking about and KD not getting a foul, man, it's ridiculous. And Coach Bud is standing there like a mummy. The fact is, he needs to get into this game just like these players.
All right, Vincent. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Did he win or lose?
Got another one here.
Just take another.
Tony, south side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
Leroy.
What's up, my brother?
I'm gonna keep this 100, which you know I love you
all the time.
You my guy, and I don't always agree with Sparky, but I ride with Sparky on this. But just let me make my point before you hang up.
Okay.
Just listen to me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If him and Lopez sprint and go down in the post, that opens up this offense so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Holiday should be the point guard. He should be bringing the ball up. That's what everybody keeps saying. It's the reason why. Let me explain it to you. Giannis is the modern-day Shaq. He's trying to be the modern-day Shaq and the modern-day Derrick Fisher. You can't be both. You can't be Shaq and Derrick Fisher. That's like Aaron Rodgers telling Devontae Adams or Aaron Jones, you play quarterback. Well, what you going to do? Oh, I'm just going to stand here and watch. What the hell Green Bay saying? You just stand here and watch it? You can't be the quarterback, receiver, and the running back. You can't be all three rolling to run, bro. Giannis got to sprint and get to the low post and be dominant down low where he belongs. He don't need to be bringing the ball up or shooting threes unless we up by 20. That's the only guy he gets the green light to do either one of those two things.
Okay.
All right.
I can get that down for you, Tony.
Thanks for the call.
I'll tell him to get into the floor of the offense, let it run through Holiday and run the offense through Holiday. Because you can still do the same things. But let it run.
It should alleviate a lot of the isolation stuff that we have.
Now, when they trap Holiday, then he has to pass it.
Correct.
Then we can do about that.
Correct.
Okay.
Find your ride. Find your ride
at
Midstate Equipment. Midstate is your local John Deere dealer. Experience the Midstate and John Deere difference. Midstate Equipment is proud to offer you first-class service and support with an extensive inventory of parts on hand, as well as knowledgeable factory-trained service technicians. Take pride in the work that they do. Parts, sales, service, and rentals. They do it all. Visit a Midstate location in Columbus, Janesville, Watertown, Prairie du Sac, Jackson, or Salem. For complete info, just go to MidstateEquipment.com.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. That Wendy's app. Do you have it? Did you download it? You should. Like yesterday, for example, on the Wendy's app, you got double points if you got the new strawberry chicken salad. almonds, pecan, champagne vinaigrette, pieces of bacon, fresh strawberries, chicken's delicious. And you got like double the points. Why is points better? Well, points can help get you towards free food, right? Great deals. So you download that free Wendy's app, you sign up, make yourself up an account, and then you can order it online. That's what I did yesterday. Ordered the salad online and drove right up to the curbside pickup. You click that you're here, bring the bag of food right out to you, and you're on your way again. And all your points are tallied right there in the Wendy's app. Plus, they got a store locator on there. So if you're traveling around the state of Wisconsin, which I know some of you may be this weekend, I know I will be traveling around the state this weekend, you'll figure out where the nearest Wendy's is. It really is a no-brainer. So you get that Wendy's app today. Leroy had a run before we get out of here. So I wasn't able to get his prediction, but Dan Plucker is still here. So I'm going to get Dan Plucker's prediction. Dan Plucker, your prediction for the game coming up on Sunday.
Oh, man, I'm really nervous. I think the Nets take this one and have the momentum heading back home. I do. I just don't see. I mean, the Bucks, they squeezed one out last night. It wasn't a good performance by either team offensively. Defensively, both teams were great. But I'm just very nervous about this going forward. I don't see a way the Bucks really come back and win this series. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I'm very, very concerned.
Very, very concerned, he said. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm also very, very concerned as well. I'll take the Nets to win game four. To Young Express, if you want to become a successful transporter of expedited freight, all that means is going from point A to point B. Pick stuff up, drop stuff off. Now, 99% of the freight is loaded and unloaded for you, so you don't got to be a big dude. Don't got to worry about that. Minimal training, they can have you on the road and on your way to success. They're looking for full-time independent contractors right now over at Young Express. Go join the Young Express team today. All you have to do is go to the website to sign up. It's youngexpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them. Our thanks to Larry Harris for coming on the show today, the former Bucks general manager, now with Golden State. Ken Barkley, you better, you bet. And, of course, Tim Allen, host of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin post-game show, talking some Brewers baseball earlier. All you have to do is go to BigShowNetwork.com if you missed any of it to hear all of it played back. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Toodles!
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.